Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today we are talking about bad habits. We all have these, for sure. I definitely have them. I like to think that I don't, or at least that I'm working on all of them. And then I started making this list and I was like, ooh, actually I'm making a list of my own bad habits. So I am going to share these on the podcast. I want to talk about 10 bad habits that you need to stop, or at least that you have to work on to be successful. And by work on, I mean, the first thing that you really have to do is to admit that you have them. Admit that they're there and just kind of give in to them, right? I think we spend a lot of time denying, saying, I don't do that, or looking at the bad habits of other people and saying, do I do that? Maybe I do that, but when I do it, it's not that bad. We assign good intent to ourselves. We assign poor intent to others. So without further ado, let's get into the bad habits. Number 10 is overanalyzing. I think we all have the tendency to do this. Overanalyze every situation, overanalyze feedback, overanalyze every little thing. I was talking to a team member yesterday and he said someone moved a one-on-one meeting and he thought, oh my gosh, I'm for sure going to be let go. Now, that line of thought can come from a lot of things, right? Maybe it came from a previous job situation where that did happen. Maybe it came from working in a toxic environment. Maybe it came from overanalyzing something that might have happened in the past. What we can do in this situation is just simply ask. When you find yourself overanalyzing, we have to let those thoughts go. And if you can't find a way to let them go, you have to find a way to address them. Number 9 is underpreparing. I'm definitely guilty of this in some situations where I feel like I've got this. If I underprepare and show up and I'm not prepared, I am super nervous. Even if you are going into a meeting and you're talking about something that you've talked about 30 times before, it never hurts to brush up on your notes, read an article about the topic, have a conversation with a colleague beforehand. Underpreparing is a terrible, terrible habit, and it leads to you just not performing in the best way possible and you not showing up as your best self. And that is not how any of us want to show up at work. Number 8, procrastinating. Heck, I even procrastinated on the recording of this podcast. I am very guilty of procrastinating, and I think that this comes from a lot of different places. I think we procrastinate on the things that we think are going to take us a long time. They actually end up taking a lot less time than we think they're going to. I know that I have kicked tasks down the road for weeks, and then they end up taking 20 minutes, and it's like, man, why did I do this? For all of you procrastinators out there, I know you've done this too. I have started reading books and looking into different systems on how to curb my procrastination. Definitely something that I'm working on. And those of you who also procrastinate, something for you to take a look at too. Number 7, over apologizing. Apologizing for everything. This is something that I have done here and there, but has never really been a big problem for me, as I'm sure you can imagine. This is something that even you might do in emails. Sorry for the delay, or sorry for XYZ. You can easily go and just edit out those sorries. Thank you for your patience. There are lots of ways that we can rephrase. Only apologize when you mean it. You want what your apologies to hold weight. You want them to matter when you do apologize. When we apologize for every little thing, the words don't actually mean anything. Number 6 is using perfectionism as an excuse. I see this all the time in my field. Campaigns get delayed weeks, months even, because people want everything to be perfect. Hear this from me now. No one notices those last little 1, 2, 3, 5% of tweaks that you make except for you. When you delay things or you are the bottleneck because you need things to be perfect, you're only annoying everyone. You're only being a bottleneck. You're only delaying time to success. You're delaying time to results. And you are allowing yourself to dwell in perfectionism. You have to learn to allow yourself to delegate, and don't let it be that time when your plate is so full that that is when you start delegating, and that is when you learn to start letting go of your perfectionism. Take a proactive stance on this and start letting go of your perfectionism now. Number 5 is letting fear dictate your decisions. I was having this conversation actually on LinkedIn recently about personal branding. This is something that I know you all have heard me yap about. I'm very passionate about it. You can let your fear dictate your decisions in a lot of different areas. Are you skipping out on opportunities to take big meetings because you're worried that you aren't going to be able to perform? Are you letting your fear dictate your decisions to not public speak because you don't think you can do it? Are you letting fear take you out of the networking game because you don't think you can get in there and talk to people? Are you letting fear even stop you from making new friends because you don't think you can do it? I think there are a lot of ways that we can make excuses and let fear stop us when really, I think there are a lot of ways that we can make excuses. We can come up with reasons that we aren't going to do things, but really it's fear stopping us from doing things. So the next time that you find yourself saying no immediately, you have that no reflex coming to life, ask yourself if you are producing reasons and if it's fear that's actually speaking. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Number 4 is putting other people's priorities before yours. And I would also add putting other people's happiness before yours. When you put other people's priorities and other people's happiness first, then you end up pouring from an empty cup. And we can't do this. When you put other people's priorities first, you can run yourself ragged trying to make everyone else happy, and then you end up unhappy. At the end of the day, you look in the mirror and you realize that you are unfulfilled. There is no point in signing up to do everything that everyone else wants to do because you are uncomfortable using your voice or voicing your opinion. I think this can easily happen at work as well. Like, for example, we have a number of account managers on our team, and it's really easy to put the client's priorities first and put our team's priorities first. And soon you are trying to make all of your stakeholders happy, but what do you need to do? Are you setting the boundaries that you need to set? Are you ensuring that you have the time to get your own work done? Are you ensuring that you're taking care of your mental health? Those are the things that I talk to our team about all the time. Number 3, blaming others before we examine ourselves. What's that phrase that when you point a finger at someone else, there's 4 pointing back at you? Well, I guess it's 3 pointing back at you because there's a thumb, but I digress. Whatever the phrase is, when you place blame on others, there's always some blame to place on yourself. Even when you think that you have nothing to do with a situation and it's fully someone else's fault, their perspective is probably that it's your fault, which is such a weird thing to think about. Oftentimes in situations where someone else is the bad guy in your mind, you are the bad guy in their mind. Whenever we place blame on others, we should do the work to take as much control of the situation ourselves first. So, for example, with our marketing agency, Excelity, when something goes awry in a client situation, we all have to sit down and think, what could we have done better? Maybe a client yelled at us, and that is totally not cool. And that reaction is not something that could have happened. But what could we have done to avoid this situation? Could we have looked for signs earlier that they were unhappy? Could we have produced work in a more timely, efficient manner, or that met their expectations better? What could we have done, and what can we take accountability for when we go back to them to have a conversation with them about our boundaries and about how they can't speak to us in that way, and how we could have taken accountability in certain ways as well? Okay, we've got two left. Number two, assigning negative intent to the words of others. I guess I kind of touched on this before, but we always assign positive intent to ourselves and we always assign negative intent to others. I think it's really easy to do this, especially with a written word. When someone slacks us and says something, it's really easy to say, "Oh, why'd they say that? Or why'd they say it like that?" And then when we read it to someone else, we assign an attitude to it. I definitely do this when I read my husband something that someone sent me. And it's like, I'll give them a voice or I'll give them an attitude. And you actually have no idea how they meant something. That's why it's always better to pick up the phone or get on a Zoom call, because you really don't know what the intent was. You don't know what the tone is, and you don't know how they meant to deliver the words. So we talk about practicing most respectful interpretation, or MRI, within Excelity. And that is something that I challenge you to try to practice as well. Okay, finally, number one, taking poor care of yourself in the name of hard work. This is a trap. This is a trap that many people fall into. I actually just recorded an interview with a future guest. You are going to hear about a little bit about biohacking and about how professionals can kind of take care of themselves. And that is the cheat code of being successful, really. I'm really excited for you to hear that interview. But we cannot take poor care of ourselves in the name of hard work. You have to get the sleep that you need. You have to take care of your body. You have to eat right. And this is really hard, right? If you're working a lot or if you're traveling for work, the pressure to go out, to drink, to do certain things, especially if you're at conferences or you're on the road all the time, the pressure is high. It's very hard to fight against the social pressure that people give you in a professional environment. But we have to prioritize ourselves because, again, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So we cannot take poor care of ourselves in the name of hard work. So again, those 10 bad habits that we must stop to be successful are 10, overanalyzing, 9, underpreparing, 8, procrastinating, 7, apologizing for everything, 6, using perfectionism as an excuse, 5, letting fear dictate your decisions, 4, putting other people's priorities before your own, 3, blaming others before examining ourselves and taking the control we can of a situation, 2, assigning negative intent to the words of others, and 1, taking poor care of yourself in the name of hard work. Y'all, be honest. Are you guilty of any of these? I pretty much just laid out how I'm guilty of all of them, or I have been sometime in my career, sometime in my life. Be truthful with yourself. Examine the things that you are guilty of. What bad habits do you have? How are you not speaking to yourself in a kind way? If you are feeling personally victimized, I encourage you to go back through any of the Art of Entrepreneurship podcasts, give it a little search, and find the podcasts that address each of these topics. Pick one that you really want to start working on and start it today. All right. If you got value out of this podcast, please share it with just one person, and I appreciate you. I'll talk to you next time.